The UP Book Tour, the fourth annual UP Book Tour, is continuing this week with more events going on throughout the UP and northern Lower Michigan, including appearances by Keith Taylor, who is on the faculty at the University of Michigan and an editor, compiler of other works, as well as a poet and author himself. Keith, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure, Stan. It's good to be here.
And this is not your only visit to the UP. I was talking with you before this interview began, and you reminded me that you were the very first of the artists in residence from the Isle Royal Park Service program.
I was certainly the first writer, and I was one of the first three people in the first summer they did it. And I wrote about it, and those poems have come around, and they keep coming around, and people keep reading them, which is nice.
That's wonderful. Published, I'll assume.
They are. Yep. Mm-hmm. They came up in several books, but most recently in a book from Wayne State University Press called "If the World Becomes So Bright."
Okay. Now, you've also just come up with an anthology of your work, The Ancient Murrelet.
Ancient Murrelet, yes. Murrelet? Ancient Murrelet is it's a little seabird. That's the most recent. We do these things. We poets like to do these things we call chapbooks, which the rest of the world might call pamphlets. It's a nice way to give work a first life and sort of organize it in a first way. And this is a group of new poems that...
Is that a literary version of The First Taste is Free?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's it.
And then they eventually, hopefully, end up in either someone else's anthology or in your own collection.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the point. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes you realize that, oh, those aren't quite so good. Let's keep them in that little life and not give them a larger life. So.
Now, poetry, is that your primary method of writing, or do you go into other genres as well?
It is my primary method of writing. I do write a lot of prose, too, some fiction. I've published some fiction, both in books. I edited an anthology of contemporary Michigan ghost stories a couple of years ago called Ghost Writers. I also do a bunch of criticism and book reviews, some of it even on the radio, Stan, mm-hmm. For WUOM Michigan Radio. So I do a lot of prose, a lot of different kinds of things. It's a tough way to make a living. You gotta branch out.
Oh, I'll only assume. I've never attempted it myself. Yep. But you also, make a little coin as a professor.
I do. And with those great benefits. yes, I also work for the Department of English at the University of Michigan. Yeah.
And what are some of the courses that you teach?
My main job is to shepherd the undergraduates' sub-concentrators. So they're English majors, but they're doing a creative thesis. I shepherd them through their senior year, make sure they get done their senior theses. I do that. I also work with graduate students in poetry. Every now and then I'll work with one in fiction, too, who's a little more open to working with a poet mm-hmm. than some of the others. That's my main focus at the university, seniors and graduate students.
Okay. You almost sounded a little adversarial about that
with
a poet helping out a writer, an author.
Yeah, sometimes it feels adversarial, particularly with graduate students. They're absolutely convinced that they have the right way of doing things and are often convinced that I'm wrong. But that's a good thing. I nurture that attitude. I think that that's a very good thing.
Well, you need a little self-confidence.
Absolutely. But
not to the point of arrogance, right?
Right.
There's a fine line. Right?
There is indeed. You've got some wonderful teachers of creative writing up here and a wonderful graduate program up here. They're probably more, they're probably more propping up than, it's a younger faculty, so they prop their students up more than I might. But it's there's a lot of ways of doing that.
Mm-hmm. And now we were talking about that anthology, The Ancient Murrelet, which I'm still mispronouncing,
yes.
I'm sure. It was published in April of this year. Is that your most recent collection?
That's my most recent published book. I've mm-hmm. got lots of new work that have not been in. But that's a little press in Ann Arbor doing beautiful little books. Asked to see something, I gave it. And she sort of, the editor reshaped it a little bit and came out. And it's nice. And they just printed a few hundred copies. And that'll be its life. And probably 5 to 7 of those poems will appear in my next larger book.
Okay.
Whenever that happens.
Now, The Way North is the anthology I referred to earlier, where you have a submission in there.
I do.
You were probably in a very long queue of people who wanted to be a part of that collection by Ron Rieke.
Yeah, Ron went around asking a bunch of people, and people I think there are 43 people in there, poets and fiction writers. It's about two-thirds fiction and a third poetry. Mostly people who live in the UP or are from the UP. Mm-hmm. There's a few people like me who are intruders. but Ron had run into me in the UP. He'd had me part of his UP authors tour mm-hmm. in the past. He knew I cared about the UP, so he asked for work, but he said he wanted unpublished work. Now, I have published work about the UP, a lot about Isle Royale, for instance. So I only had one new poem for that I could give to Ron, which I felt bad about. Because I would have liked to have been a bigger presence in that anthology, but I had one poem in there.
Well, it was still good enough. I mean, he must have agreed that it was worth publishing.
Yes, yeah. He did, and the general editors at Wayne State did, so it's great, yeah.
Well, as I spoke with him a week ago about this, I'm sure that there will be another anthology in the future.
He's irrepressible, isn't he? Filled with energy.
I don't think he sleeps.
I was near. Yeah, I don't think he does either. Yeah. He goes to all of these events. I was with him twice yesterday, and I'll be with him again on Thursday, and he'll have two events between then. So.
I'm talking with Keith Davis, the poet and author from University of Michigan, who has a submission of poetry in this anthology called The Way North, and as a result is part of this year's UP Book Tour. You've gone to several different locations, libraries, bookstores, mm-hmm. and so forth. Where have you gotten some of the most unique responses?
Well, we had a great event last night in the Dickinson County Library in Iron Mountain. Yes. 20 people, all of whom wanted to ask questions. They bought books. They listened attentively. That was a lovely one. We had a great event on Beaver Island, oddly enough, off Charlevoix downstate. But it's a great, these people are out there on their island, and it's the middle of summer, and they have nothing to do, so 20 people came out to the library, and they were very involved. They talked to us for a couple of hours. So those were very good events. We had, when you do this, and as Ron knows, you'll always have a couple events that are busts that, the library mm-hmm. really doesn't care and doesn't advertise, or the bookstore doesn't realize the kind of event it is. But by and large, they've been quite successful, and Ron's had some events that have been gigantic.
Yes, yes.
So you, Steve Hamilton, who I think you know, or mm-hmm, interviewed.
That's right.
He's got so many fans in the Eastern UP, and they just flock.
Bonnie Jo Campbell's.
Bonnie Jo Campbell was
mind.
With her yes. last night. Yeah, she's a dynamic presence.
Now the idea of touring your work in a way, mm-hmm. even though it's one poem in this case, does that get a little daunting, a little nerve wracking for you?
Well, it certainly did earlier in my life. It's become a pretty common thing for me now. So now it doesn't. And I'm genuinely curious about it. I mean, you meet really interesting people, some of them a little wacky, who want to come out to libraries or bookstores and talk to the authors. But I find that all very interesting. I know other writers whom I like very much who are terrified by this or frightened by it. But I find it all very interesting. I look forward to it.
Well, it probably helps that you're a teacher as well.
Maybe.
Working with groups of students.
Yeah. And we certainly have our crazy ones. So.
Oh, yes. Well, some people need to be that way to write.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't seem like you're in that category, so
okay.
That's
well,
great.
Good. I fooled you then.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you here, and I hope that the opportunity presents itself for you to also be a part of future book tours or just to come up on your own and
great,
be a part of
great.
Something up here.
Well, I hope so too, Stan. I usually come, so thanks.
Thanks. Keith Taylor is the author of a poem who is... that is part of the anthology called The Way North, put together by Ron Reike, the organizer of this chaos called the UP Book Tour, which is winding down this weekend and into the next. And have fun with the rest of your time, Keith, and we are glad to have you as a part of this.
Great. Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having us.